You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code DNVR, make your first deposit, and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Susie Hunter, and look who we've got here.
I'm Brendan Vogt, and gosh darn it, Susie, we got one.
We got one. Yes. Human air horn, Brendan Vogt, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. You know what? It was a long series down in San Diego for sure, but at least the Rockies didn't have their first ever five-game sweep.
Yeah, that would be good. Has anyone ever been swept in five games?
Five-game series are pretty rare in general.
Exceedingly rare. It'd be a pretty tough draw. Glad to avoid that one. Mm-hmm. And it just for this sliver of time, just for this brief moment in time, Susie, we're winners here today on the DNVR Rockies podcast.
Yes, we haven't had a winner's lounge in a while. Let's first start off by acknowledging the king of the game, Ryan McMahon. Ryan McMahon had a piece of pretty much everything going on today. 2 for 3. He hit a home run, 3 RBI. He walked, he had a double. So good on you, Ryan McMahon. Also a special shout out to our prince of the game, Sam Hilliard.
That's right. Our dark prince of the game.
Our dark prince. We've kind of been talking about this like off air anecdotally, but Sam Hilliard seems different now that he's back with the Rockies again, a little darker.
Darker.
He was very good, including a home run robbery early in the game Kyle Freeland was wowed. And I love the reaction gifs that we've seen because you can see him saying, wow, wow, wow. But you could also see him saying a couple of other things that are not words.
I actually didn't. I've never seen a grown man earnestly mouth the words that he mouthed. Which is awesome. How someone fact check for me in the chat. I got to figure out how tall that wall is because he made it look short. What an athletic play. What a grab. Looked a little painful, but honestly, that was a moment where you're this close to going. Honestly, the ball's in the air and you're thinking, here we go again.
I mean, he's a tall guy.
He can jump. Dude.
He's so athletic. He is so good in that outfield. What a great robbery.
And, it was so clean. Sometimes it's just the glove or you're like, would that have been a homer or whatever? Like they jumped only so high. That was a straight up robbery. Top 10 material. Got me up off my couch, Susie Hunter. Not easy to do.
Oh my gosh. Got off the couch. This is huge
that's
news.
Right. Two hands in the air.
Can we get an air horn? For Brendan Vogt off the couch, ladies and gentlemen. No, this was a fun one for sure. Rocky's got tacos for the first time in, gosh, a long time. I was getting a little nervous that we'd never, ever see tacos again, but we did. Brendan, favorite moments of this most recent victory?
Yeah, I mean, the home run robbery is actually it for me, just because it was so close to going south. Even small ones, that clutch little double play in the eighth, just because it's so close, you're just thinking fingers crossed. But I mean, ultimately, the way Rymack stepped up today is it's just great. I mean, he's a guy who's obviously, when you talk about whatever that core is that the front office seems to believe in, he's a piece of it. And you want to see him playing well. He feels as much as not a rental, but a real Colorado Rocky as anyone. And just look, he's a very aesthetically pleasing player when he gets it all and lines it all up. And he did today. It was awesome.
For sure. We need to also shout out Jose Iglesias. He had an RBI double in the fifth, but he also had two RBI in this game today. Brian Servin had three hits. So the boys were just, they were clicking.
And good for Brian Servin, who hasn't had a lot of luck at the plate, but he's put good at bats together. He's had good hacks. He's even had some loud outs. To see him, baseball is such a ridiculous game. To see him get some luck and the ball bounces away. 3 for 3 today, or was it 3 for 4? I don't know how many at bats he had, but three hits. Good for him to put it all together. And I really find myself rooting for Brian. I really do. Maybe it's just because I watched his debut, but every time he does well, I little twinkle in my eye, Suze.
You know, yeah, he had such a fun debut week. You know, he really did cut off to such a good start, and he's such a nice kid too, and he's such a personality. So, like, you can't not root for him.
That's right.
You can't not. Yeah, lots of fun. Of course, the game kind of started to backslide a little bit. A Juan Soto triple in the sixth. Both Blackman and Daza were right there to catch it, and neither of them did. So it felt like a little bit of a metaphor for what we see sometimes.
Classic rocks.
Classic Rockies, for sure. Both of them could have made that catch easily. Neither of them did. And then immediately after, Josh Bell had his first RBI as a Padre with a single that ended in a Freeland's shutout. But, could have been worse, for sure. Could have been worse. The Rockies kept it together.
Wheels always feel loose at this point, but they didn't fall off. Nola knocks out Freeland there next, right? It's at 6-2. An interesting day for Freeland, who, on one hand, right, 7 strikeouts and 5-2. Like, all right, he had his stuff. On the other, lot 4 walks, a lot of hits. You know, if you look at baseball savant numbers, the spin rate's down, the velo's down on every single one of his pitches. So despite those 7 strikeouts, he actually had a battle today. It wasn't an easy one, but he did just enough. And that's your job as a starting pitcher. Kept it to, look, they had plenty of runs today, but keeping it to 2 through 5 2/3 when you don't really have your best stuff, that's what it's all about. You got to battle through those starts, and Kyle did today.
Yeah, he threw a lot of pitches too. Almost made it through 6, 5 2/3 innings, which, according to Patrick's standards, disqualifies him from King of the Game.
That's right. You got to hit 6 innings. But once you do, you're automatically in there. You're automatically in there.
We love to roast Patrick, of course. It's more fun to do it to his face. He will be joining us in a little bit. But as you know, he is in San Diego, so sure he is capturing all of those post-game interviews right now. He's going to check in with us, and we want to hear about the rest of his trip to San Diego too, because I'm sure a lot of emotions. It's a beautiful place, but the Rockies let us down during the trade deadline. Wasn't the best series on the road, but yeah, I'm excited to check in with Patrick later.
Me too. Patrick's the best. And I'm looking forward to how he manages to make me uncomfortable in a way that I haven't predicted yet. And that's the fun part about hanging out with Patrick. He pushes those boundaries.
He really does. He really does. I'm excited to hear from him. It was funny when I spoke to him during the game a little bit, and he was like, oh, we got to talk about the energy there last night. Like, the vibes were just unreal. I'm like, whose vibes? Whose vibes were unreal? He was like, the Padres. There were so many Padres fans there for Juan Soto's big debut as a Padre. I was like, oh, their vibes. They're not our vibes. Their vibes. Boy. Okay. Oh my, who? Who had them?
Did I watch the wrong series? What's going on?
Like, what did I watch last night? What have I been watching? I'm like, who was in a good mood after this? Padres fans.
That's right. Padres fans. Not tonight, baby. Not tonight.
Not tonight. Not tonight. But yeah, it was good to get one of five out in San Diego. And of course, the Rockies avoided the five-game sweep, which has never happened. Which has never happened to them. Yeah. Let's recap the Wednesday night game two. That was a blowout on the other end. That game got off to a rough start with a Drury grand slam off of Cool.
That's the thing. I was just reading about that trade about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Just the whole, obviously I knew about the trade, but the whole breakdown, you see all the players coming back from the various trades, I should say. And it's okay. They got Juan Soto, but man, they did a lot more than that. They added a lot of quality winning players. And of course it was the Colorado Rockies directly in their path. Right. You know, but, by the way, that was Drury again that Hilliard stole that one from today, correct?
I believe so, yeah. So he probably thought he had another one, and he didn't. The Padres PR department, the people who put together their game notes, put together a really great timeline. I should have sent this in to our graphics team, but they have a whole timeline of everything that happened before the trade deadline. August 1st, 12:30 Pacific time, they got Josh Hader and they gave up Taylor Rogers, Robert Gasser, Denelson Lamette, and Estuary Ruiz. August 2nd, they get Juan Soto and Josh Bell. They give up Luke Voit, CJ Abrams, Robert Hassel III, Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, and Charlin Susanna. And then on the second later, less than an hour from then, Brandon Drury, they received in exchange for Victor Acosta. August 2nd, less than an hour after that. So like within 3 hours, they had like, or within 2 hours rather, they had so many trades. That was when they gave up, or they rather, they got Jay Groom, left-handed pitcher, gave up Hosmer, Max Ferguson, Corey Rozier, and cash considerations to the Red Sox. And then they had one more at 4 o'clock Pacific time.
Did the Rockies send you a packet detailing all of their deadline activity?
They did. It was a blank post-it note.
It was a blank email.
They made a ton of trades. They did so much. We're going to get into some of our favorites.
Susie, would you like an ad read?
You know what? I think we need to hear from the people who keep the lights on. Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, I would. Because speaking of lights, Susie, I have the honor of pushing Lightshade Dispensary, Colorado's premier dispensary. Right now, with promo code DNVR, you get 25% off each purchase. Not the first time, not the second time. Every time you go in, 25% off all non-sale items. That is an insanely good deal. They have 11 convenient Denver Metro and Aurora locations, including that big Barnum location now, one block off 6th and Federal. That's their biggest one. They've got all the products, but there's great product in all of their locations. And again, podcast listeners can get 25% off non-sale items with code DNVR. You can shop online, that's fine, but I personally prefer to do my cannabis shopping in person. It's not something I just do like shooting from the hip or willy-nilly. There's a particular experience I'm after in recreational marijuana, and when I speak to my bud tender Susie, that's how I'm able to find out what they've got in stock, what it can do for me. So head into Lightshade, use promo code DNVR in person, get 25% off that order every single time. And while we're talking about just sweet, sweet deals for the Denverites, for the Coloradans, I can't find it. I found it. Ivaca TV. It gets the people going. It gets the local teams on your TV. Altitude Sports, AT&T Sportsnet, NFL Network. You don't have to worry about bickering between billionaires or blackouts. Get the most regional sports for less with the lowest price for sports in Colorado, all in crystal clear HD while using less bandwidth. How do you do it? You use Ivaca TV. It's only $25 a month plus $5 receiver fee. Right now, Colorado sports fans can get $10 off per month for your first 3 months. To score that deal, you go to ivaca.tv/Colorado10. That's ivaca.tv/Colorado10. Change your life. Get Colorado sports back in your life. I think that you deserve it.
I think so too. I think so too. I deserve it for sure.
You do, Susan.
All right. So lots of big moments this week. Brendan, did you have any highlights, any trade deadline highlights that happened around Major League Baseball? I know I have some of my favorites that have nothing to do with the Rockies or anyone in the NL West whatsoever.
Yeah, there's, I mean, we did the Padres level already, and frankly, we've done it all week, and I'm sure everyone's tired of hearing it.
Yeah.
How about the local team? How about the Phillies getting Noah Syndergaard, David Robertson, Edmundo Sosa? Some quality pickups for the Phillies, Susie, and being a tiny bit overlooked as we all fawn over those San Diego fathers.
You know what? Yeah, thank you for bringing this up, because there were definitely some great moments for the Phillies there. I am sad that Didi Gregorius got released today. He's a great dude for sure. But yeah, I was super surprised to see Noah Syndergaard come to Philly. That's where I am this week, by the way, in case anyone was wondering if that didn't make sense. Yes. The hometown team. I'm in Philly for my sister's baby shower. But
what's it like when you got back to Philly, did you instantly get more sad and angry inside, or does that sort of happen slowly?
I don't get more sad. I just get angry.
Just angry. A little more fire.
I'm not even kidding. Every time I get to the Philadelphia International Airport, like, something happens when I get off the plane where I immediately want to get into a fight.
That's right. Yeah.
It's just like the energy changes.
Yeah. The Colorado gloves come off. I'm ready to yell at someone for standing in line too long.
You know what? You're standing weird. Stop doing that.
That's right. I'm trying to get a coffee. Stop talking on the phone.
Yeah.
That's my energy.
Exactly. Mickey Moniak, who was the star first-round draft pick for the Phillies just a couple of years ago, went to the Angels and said some stuff about how he feels like he didn't get a chance with the Phillies. So I'm curious to see if he feels like he will have that chance with the Angels. One of my favorite trades that I saw, Trey Mancini to the Astros. So first of all, good for him in general. I mean, a great story. That's a guy with a great story, who you want to see win. And, you know, this probably isn't the Orioles year, even though they are surprising us a little bit. But also, I think the real winner in this is the Astros, because I think they can use every likable person they can get their hands
on. That's a good take. That's a great take.
That's, I think, the biggest thing. And I mean it absolutely unironically. Good for them. Because it's going to be really hard to boo the Astros. It's like, oh, but you can't boo Trey Mancini.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You can't boo him.
Tough spot for the Orioles, by the way. Kind of no man's land. Like, not a bad team, but what were they going to do? That's pretty tough. I'm going to stick with my Philadelphia theme, Susie, because I didn't find this fact. I'm pulling this fact. Philly's got 11 games left against the Nationals this season. The Nationals are not a very good ball club anymore. So
no, I don't think anyone work there anymore?
No, it's an empty park. Fans show up, throw wiffle balls out on the field, just get some hot dogs.
Whoever shows up to the park first gets to play on the team. That's also in the new CBA.
I got Philly as some just generally underrated winners of this time of year. And that's good. They could use some wins considering they just keep losing MVP races and stuff. And it's like tough for them over there generally as sports fans. So good for them.
Okay. Nuggets. Nuggets Nation. Pipe down over there.
Two time.
My sister and her husband are huge Sixers fans, so if they hear you, they will actually come up.
We can turn this into a basketball podcast right now, but I don't know.
They'll try to fight you.
I don't know if that's what your audience is looking for, but I'll do it.
It's actually really funny. So my sister's expecting a baby, and if they've thought of a name, they haven't told us. So, like, anecdotally, I called the baby Embiid Friesman.
Not bad.
Because I feel like maybe they will name their baby after Joel Embiid. But also, it's got a nice ring to it. Another trade I thought that was super interesting. We're going to reel it back in and bring it back to baseball. Whit Merrifield of the Royals traded to the Blue Jays. But just last month, he couldn't travel to Canada with the Royals because he wasn't vaccinated. But that's now, apparently, he is saying that he is, and he will meet up with the team very soon. So I guess, because he is heading to a contender, he has decided to get vaccinated. But you have to be 2 weeks fully vaccinated. So I'm curious as to when he got those shots. We'll never know.
Now that kind of, there's just a sliding scale of convenience for some of these athletes. Oh, it's convenient enough now. I shall take it. I do want to win, after all.
Yes.
But I'm glad he got it. There was another trade that I would say that I liked, but I don't like the way it worked out.
Okay.
I like a team taking a flyer on Joey Gallo. I don't think he's as poor a hitter as he's been.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that it's the Dodgers, because I feel like it's going to work out. And as I've said 7 times in the last week, I hate them. It's a bias. It's personal.
It's personal. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's not. I don't like that team. So that's that.
I know. If there's a place he's going to figure it out, it's going to be with the Dodgers. Ugh. I felt really bad hearing him talk about his time in New York while he was still in New York, talking about how he let everyone down, how it didn't work out. It's like, bro, you haven't been traded anywhere yet. I know you know it's coming, but like, it made me so sad. I felt so bad for him. I'm like,
so many guys having crazy seasons over there right now too. Yeah. And he just couldn't put it all together. And listen, it's an impatient fan base. If you're not as good as they thought you'd be, they'll let you know real fast. So it's mm-hmm. not easy.
Yeah. I feel for him. I know he's got, I'm sure he's crying all the way to the bank, but
yeah, he'll be all right. But
he'll be okay. But like, you know, when you're at that level, you don't want to be the worst one on the team.
Sure, of course.
Poor guy. Listen, we're going to bring it back to the Padres, because Juan Soto had to make a trade of his own to get his number 22 on the Padres. So he had to give it up to one of the relief pitchers who was already wearing 22. The guy asked for a boat. Juan Soto was like, no. I'll give you a nice watch.
He asked for a boat? That's fucking awesome.
He wanted a boat.
Next time any of my friends or coworkers need anything, that's my price. Do you have a boat? I'll help you move in exchange for a sailboat.
Hey, Vote, can you fill in on the DNVR Rocky show? Yeah, I need a boat.
Yeah, that's exactly. Patrick, that's my asking price. Yeah, you're right, James. We know, which is why we're just lapping it up tonight, okay? We're just soaking in the vibes while they're here.
Soaking in the vibes while we have them. But yeah.
James, let me get a positive comment from you. What was your favorite part of the game today?
James.
If you're still with us, James.
We know. You know what? James watches. I know James watches.
I know James is a homie. That's why I'm challenging him to enjoy with us, you know?
James is a homie. Let's get after it. In the meantime, we've got some real, the boat will be called the yacht. For Yaya. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Also shout out. Yeah. To our super producer. Yaya. Yeah. Here.
Well, sorry for missing like the last party of the summer, James, but it was a fun time. One of those it went well from virtually start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
I am so curious to check in with Patrick, so I wonder where he is. I mean, we'll see him eventually, but this won't be a, when does he think the third segment starts?
That's right.
I had so much attitude. You know what?
Do you have memes?
We've got memes.
We've got memes.
This will be the last time we talk about the Rockies trade deadline blunders. I promise. We won't do it again, because this is just the last hurrah. So Yahir put together some memes for us, some of our favorite.
If these aren't funny, Yahir, I'm blaming you personally.
Yes, blame him. Definitely not anyone else.
Not the person who handpicked it.
Not the person who handpicked him. Don't do that. That'd be terrible. All right, Rockies fans, at every deadline, I expect nothing. And I'm still let down.
It's perfect this year, because Patrick spent all week saying, like, look, I don't think they're going to do anything. Maybe two players. And then it was zero.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tough stuff. Next one. Vic Vella, one of our faves, friend of the show. Here's an updated look at the Rockies' moves at the trade deadline. We love a SpongeBob meme. We love a SpongeBob meme.
Looking at that
big old list.
Vic's real internet savvy, you know?
He's so funny.
He's a sneaky memester, that fella.
Yo, he is a sneaky memester. Let's go.
Sorry for saying that sentence.
A sneaky memester. This one is actually one of my favorites because I love possums. Yes, the Rockies, every trade deadline, don't touch my garbage.
Susie, this is the middle of your Venn diagram.
Rockies based meme and possums. That's as, right. I don't know. Do the people who watch this know that I love possums?
If they follow you on Twitter, they do.
My phone background is a possum right now.
What's up with that? You just think they're cute, or
I think they're so cute and they're so underrated as animals. They do so much good in this world.
Underrated.
They're underrated. They're very charitable.
Okay. Charitable.
They donate to charity every year.
Okay.
10% of their income. These are possum facts.
All right.
Let's see the next one. Rockies front office, the last two trade deadlines. This one's rough.
Do you get it, Susie? It's almost like they weren't working.
I like to think that like they wrote it on the calendar wrong. Like, oh no, that was today.
Oh man, there's a prominent NBA analyst, front office kind of capologist insider named Bobby Marks, who recently admitted on TV that he once went through an entire NBA draft not realizing that they didn't have the phone plugged in to make trades. Why one would admit that out loud on television, I don't know, but he did. And so maybe that's what happened. Let's give Bill Schmidt some, a little leniency here.
Oh, no. Oh, that hurts. All right. We got this one already.
Are we out? Oh.
Let's see. The Rockies are in a position where they will compete for the plays and should rebuild, but last year they didn't trade Story and Gray at the deadline, and this year they're repeating it with Bard and Crone. Now, why would they do that? What the?
Oh, Brian Windhorst. The thing is, as much as it seemed like he was saying nothing, Brian Windhorst was actually saying something about the Utah Jazz. And then they went out and they did it. They did rebuild. The Rockies... they've just left us all with two fingers in the air, a nose pointed towards the sky. Who's to say?
Who's to say? You know, oh, we got one more. It's that time of year again, my friends. Don't let it get you down. Great assets in lost season or draw 25. Love an Uno meme. Love an Uno meme from Skylar Timmons. This is funny.
Hey, if we can't wallow together. This is what Adam likes to say on the Nuggets pod. We suffer together, don't we, Susie?
How much do you guys suffer?
More than you'd think. It's been a rough calendar year, but we're expecting to do a little more partying this time around.
Oh my god. Yeah, you guys have some really good stuff coming up, not gonna lie.
We're very excited.
Have you guys announced the fun stuff that you're doing yet?
Yes, the Serbia trip that's out there. August 19th through the 25th will be across the pond, kicking it with our homies, and we're very, very excited. We'll be bringing some content too, lots of content on that trip. So
we love content. Speaking of content, do you want to shout out some more of the people who help make DNVR possible for viewers like you?
Yeah, well, one thing that I didn't know when I moved to Colorado, and you may not know this whether you're a native or a transplant, but Rugby Town USA, it's right here in Colorado, Glendale. Strong and thriving rugby culture, and the local club, the American Raptors, are a crossover club composed of athletes who have excelled in other sports. Now they're coming together to test their hand at rugby. They finished 5-5 at their first season, looking to improve, and it's a lot of fun to watch. The best thing about watching those games, they are free, Susie. That's right, free.com, $3.99. Head over to AmericanRaptors.com and grab your free ticket for the upcoming season. If you can't make the game, AmericanRaptors.com will be streaming all of them from their website. So check that out as well. If you don't know anything about rugby, if you know a lot about rugby and you wish that we covered it at DNVR, well, you should know that we do. The DNVR Rugby Podcast, weekly pod hosted by Colton Strickler. Some of you are familiar by now. I love this pod. He does a great job. I don't know much about the game. I know he has to appeal to the fans, but I feel like he's teaching me whenever I hop on, whenever I tune in. You should do the same. The DNVR Rugby Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff. Love the rugby pod.
Colton's the man. Have you met Colton?
I've never met Colton.
Colton's a good time. You'll meet him eventually.
One of these days. One of these days, for sure. Patrick is going to be joining us any
no
minute
kidding.
Now.
What do we think? Well, I guess he'll have dry hair because he just did a baseball game. I'm trying to make predictions about what it'll look like.
Was it yesterday that he showed up with wet hair, or was that?
Yeah.
That was yesterday. Like
the Northman. Yeah, dude.
Oh, he's hilarious. He's truly hilarious. Yo, I gotta say, shout out to everyone in the chat who has made the conversation poppin' today.
They're
absolutely poppin'.
A lot of people like to label themselves diehards, but I think if you're still kicking it with the Rockies on August 4th and with the DNVR Rockies pod, you've earned that. You have earned that. Throw that bumper sticker on your car. You're a diehard for sure.
Yo, we got that on a shirt somewhere. I have a shirt. It's very soft.
That's right. Shout out D-Line.
Also another thing. So Patrick mentioned this to me about Petco. They have a canine promotion where if the Padres strike out 9, do you get it? 9 Ks, canine.
I didn't, but I do now.
Pets get a free toy with an eligible purchase, whatever that means. But your pets get a toy when the Padres strike out 9. That's a really good deal.
That's actually pretty clever. I knew we were going to get a hat from Pat.
Oh, we see him hopping in right now. He is at Petco Park. He's probably on his phone. I can't wait to hear what he has to tell us. There he is. Patrick, what is up? How are you doing?
What's up, gang? Doing all right. Doing okay. Rockies got a win today. Much needed win. Was an incredibly rough start to the home trip, but Black even basically said that they needed one here today, and they got one out of their opening day starter, Kyle Freeland, with the win. So that was nice to see. So they avoided a first of its kind 5-game sweep. It's only the third, I'm sure you already mentioned it, only the third time in franchise history they played a 5-game series. Went 3-2 and 2-3. I don't know if any team has ever been swept in a 5-game series.
That's what I wanted to know. If you don't know.
It wasn't the Rockies, and it wasn't this week.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, honestly. That's all we could ask for.
By the way, what do we call a Patty stat that even Patrick doesn't know? That's just like a shadow stat. That's really, I don't know if I'm even going to find that on Google if Patrick doesn't know. Brutal delay. Absolutely
brutal delay. Yeah, this is killing me. Yeah,
very
so,
much so. All right, I'll just go ahead and start talking because I'm sure you can hear me at least somewhat.
We can hear post-game. You well.
Yeah, that's good. Better you can hear me than see me. You're not missing out on anything on the visuals, so that's good. If Freeland, we've had a lot of these kind of starts where you say, oh man, that was a gritty performance. Like, man, he was able to kind of grind through it, and that's fine. I mean, he got it done. He was effective in that way, did walk 4. But threw 113 pitches, his most since 2019. So it was out there for a while. And he did it with a fractured nail, first inning, slider to Machado. And, they managed it as well as possible. Asked him if, is this going to take him out maybe for his next start, but didn't really seem too worried. It didn't answer directly, but honestly, these kind of things, happen a lot. So I think they're going to manage it as best as possible. So we'll probably see him make that next start back at home against Nolan Arenado and the St. Louis Cardinals. So he was doing okay with that. And Sam Hilliard, too. Another one of those big stories. Said probably the best catch he's made in the majors. So that was really nice. It was not one of those scary outfield catches where you hit a wall and you think something could be wrong. He kind of hit it nice and flush with his back perfectly to the mat. So that was great. He's a big, strong guy anyway. So obviously he's going to be able to deal with that. And Ryan McMahon, the DraftKings Sportsbook, king of the game, 2-for-3, double, homer, 3 RBI, a walk, and was part of 2 double plays there at second base, his first time getting back there. I'm going to say all season long. I don't think he's had to play second base in any capacity. Third base is his position. Second base is Brendan Rodgers' position. Period. End of discussion. Here we are now at the final 2 months of the season. What are going to be those storylines? Elias Montero is going to get an opportunity. Bud Black said it ahead of Wednesday's game. And so you saw Montero at third base, Ryan McMahon at second base. Before the series, Bud sat down and talked with McMahon to try to just get him to calm down all season long. It seems like he's really been pressing a little bit and trying to earn that contract here and right off the bat in the first season. And obviously you can't do that and you're gonna make mistakes in doing that. So in a weird way, I sort of think, him playing second base today really simplified things. He's thinking more about the defensive side of the spectrum. He just said he had fun just being back over there on second base, being in the action more, you know, guys coming in from first base on those 6-4-3 double plays there with Hampson. You had Iglesias still in the lineup at DH. You know, they need his bat in the lineup. So he wasn't out there at shortstop, but he was DHing, batting second. So McMahon was able to have fun doing that. He's still able to keep Montero in the lineup, and everyone was okay from that perspective. So Bud Black pushed all the right buttons, and it ended up working well today.
Yeah, Patrick, I want to hear more about what Buddy said about Montero, because I know that is a guy that people are frustrated that we Rockies fans don't get to see on a regular basis. So we're going to see more of him. What else did he say about this?
Well, first he said, don't hold me to this, and you know, don't quote me exactly. But it was just, you know, yeah, they were going to give him a lot more opportunities because he's proven it at AAA. So there's really nothing else that he can get. I think there, you know, there is some value, some. How much? You know, not a ton, but there is some value in, you know, being a young player and sitting on the bench for a little bit, seeing how other guys at the big league level, you know, do things and how they operate and work with coaches on different drills. He's gotten really close with Stu Cole, taking those ground ball drills alongside Brendan Rodgers. And we've seen how that's helped Rodgers' defense. So you can only do that for so long before it's, you know, he just needs at bats. He needs reps. And so now's that perfect time. It'll be difficult. It'll be challenging. As I said, McMahon's at third base. Rodgers is at second. Krohn is at first base. Charlie is typically your DH. So, you know, maybe you're going to see Charlie in right field a little bit more. And hopefully we don't have those gaffes like we had today with that quote unquote triple falling in between Blackman and Daza.
I got it. He hit it hard off the bat, Patrick.
He did. I got it. No, I got it. No, I got it. No one's got it. So too many eyes in that scenario. So once, you know, Charlie gets back out there a little bit more, obviously you're not going to see that happening, you know, quite as much. So that'll give some opportunity to have someone at DH. Connor Joe can go over at first base, you know, try to get hot. Montero also, I think he's done a solid job defensively at first base. So we might even see Montero over there at first base. Krohn only has one more year left on his deal. Michael Tolia is the guy waiting in the wings, but he's still, you know, hasn't really figured it out. He hasn't picked up his play there at AA. So, you know, not sure if Montero is really the first baseman of the future, but bottom line, he's definitely a guy that we're going to see in the lineup a lot more for the, you know, this final 8 weeks or so of the season. Have you guys talked about the fact that he ran himself out of his first career RBI?
No,
we did not talk about it yet, but yeah, tell us, did you talk to him about this after the fact?
No, we did not get a chance to talk to Monty, aka Ellie, but not to be confused with the other Ellie, Elias Diaz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We figured that out. Also, someone asked a question about Chad. I kind of thought that the question might have been about Smith. It was actually about Cool. So we've got two Ellies. We've got two Chads on the team now. We're figuring some things out.
Too many Chads. No, this team got too bro-y.
Got a couple Ryans. Don't forget, we've got three Ryans on the 40, man. So we're working on some things. We're working on some things, trying to figure it out. But, you know, with Montero, he just got a little too far out in first base. Sort of the back pick coming in from left field got him, and Daza should have been that seventh run, should have been the tacos there. The out was made on the base before Daza could cross home plate, so that was wiped away. Similar situation to McMahon, also getting thrown out on the base, rounding second base there early on. I think that was the third inning before the home run, and throw came in from Jury. Everyone really in the Rockies dugout thought the throw was coming home. It didn't. Really good play, turning around and throwing to third base and getting McMahon there at third base. So you never want to make the first or third out at third base, but you're okay with that. The run still ended up scoring. And yeah, you know, a couple gaffes there, but it's nice when you can still win the ball game when you've got a couple intentional, unintentional errors, base running blunders. It's nice when you can beat a team that's as good as the Padres are right now.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no one did more at the trade deadline than the Padres, so it's nice to get a win out of them. I have a question regarding Kyle Freeland and Sam Hilliard's home run robbery, because over here on the internet, we saw him mouthing some words, some not safe for work words. Did anyone ask him about that reaction after that play from Sam Hilliard?
You know, we did ask, and he obviously, you know, he had nothing but glowing praise for Sam in a big spot because Drury has been hot. First pitch, he hits a grand slam, first player ever in their Padres debut to do that. And so obviously had the hot bat. And so to pull that back and to keep the score 0-0 at that point, keep in mind, it was still low scoring. And so that was a real critical play from that perspective, not only just pulling two runs off the board, but doing it in a tight 1-1 ball game at that point. So that was really critical. And as I mentioned, Sam said that was the best of his career. And you're going to need those kind of plays, you know, to win a ball game in a place like this. So again, despite all the miscues that they had, there were some really nice plays there. Yeah. A well-played ball, I think it might have been off the bat of Soto, line drive to Crone, boom, steps on first base, you had a double play. So three twin bills for the Rockies today. Was really nice overall.
Nice. Now I do want to ask Patrick, on a personal note, what have you been getting into in San Diego? What restaurants have you eaten at? Where have you been hanging out? Where did you get coffee? Did you go to Connor Joe's personal cafe?
I did not. No, I did learn a little bit more about his coffee routine. We'll have to dive into that shortly enough, because he has a whole routine even on the road. Doesn't go to any coffee shops per se. He's got a whole thing. He is, I mean, I think it's no stretch to basically call him a certified barista. Like he's an at-home barista kind of guy, even on the road, even in his hotel room. So that was impressive. But no, enjoying San Diego. I'll have two more hours here. If I'm lucky, it will only be two more hours. Flight delayed. So getting in 1:20 a.m. at the airport. We'll see what time I get home at, what time I go to bed at.
And Susie, you said you were going to pick him up from the airport as well, right? I had that.
It's gonna take me a while because
all right, I'll get him.
I'm on the other side of the country, but you can
still get
up
back to Denver before me. Yeah, no, a lot of good coffee. A lot of my favorite places. Checked out a couple new spots, as well as some new locations from some of my favorite companies. Achilles Coffee, Bird Rock is a happening spot. James Coffee and Dark Horse. So. Yeah, every day, just trying to get something new. Stop by the donut bar. They've got crazy-ass donut. I mean, they've got a donut that looks like a gigantic Pop-Tart that has an actual Pop-Tart inside of it on top of that.
What?
They've got the Homer donut, which is just a gigantic version of what you see on The Simpsons. You know, pink with the colorful sprinkles. It looks amazing. So pick some of that up for the crew and the Rockies folks here at the stadium today. So
how generous of you.
No California burrito yet. That's kind of my last stop before the airport. I got to get a California burrito or else I didn't do this right.
No, I'm surprised it took you this long. Or is that like the big thing you're going to eat so you sleep on the plane?
Ooh, that could be. That could be the strategy. No, honestly, with there being five games in, I was trying to do the math, and essentially in 3 days, right, you get to the ballpark at 2:30, 3 o'clock when the team is on the road. So that was the story on Monday. And here we are now 3 days later on Thursday. So what's that math? 72 hours, five games in 72 hours.
Don't make me do math. Take what you can get on
the go. But I did not get Subway. I'm throwing shade their way. There's always time to not have Subway. I'll
That's
say
right.
That.
Yes.
There's Who always got time Subway? To not have Subway. People. Millions across the country.
No, I'm with
Patrick. Subway all the time.
We were in Vegas, where some of the best eating in the world can be done, and Juan Adamara has pulled the car over for Subway.
No.
I'm with Patrick.
No.
Blasphemy.
No. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
There's apps for this. It's called Yelp. Just go on Yelp, and you can find out stuff. It's amazing. There's ratings. It's pretty simple.
Oh, what do we have here?
No team, the amount of teams that have been swept in 2, 3, 4, and 5 game series in MLB history.
48 total 5 game series sweeps. This is a good find, Yaya.
Yo! I'm sorry, it looks like Patty has just been outstatted.
Yeah. Yeah, Yaddy stats.
I like that. Stepping it up. I appreciate it.
As I'm getting so close to my computer to look at these.
I know. Like the oldest I've ever felt.
I know.
I've never looked at old schedules necessarily to see what it was like when they would travel by train. Obviously, they weren't having like three-game series and, you know, shifting all that much. I imagine their series were maybe almost similar to what the minor leagues have, where, you know, there would be an off day. Actually, they probably didn't even get an off day, but there'd be an off day and you'd play in the same city 5 or 6 days in a row. Sunday would always be a doubleheader. And so, yeah, five games.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There he goes. I think I know where he's going with this one. Yeah, series were probably way different back then. Thank you for coming to our show. This was fun. Actually, I mean, this would be a good place to wrap up if we're going to lose Patrick. Yeah, what a shame, because I really wanted to hear some more about whatever he was talking about.
He was on a roll. But
he was on a roll. All right, Patrick, finish your thought.
Bye, Patrick.
I don't know. I was just talking about how it used to be back in the day.
How it used to be back in the day. Yeah, we're going to, you know what? This is a great opportunity to just close out the show on Patrick waving and looking just like Forrest Gump. That's his look. That's his vibe. We all know it. Oh, no, he can hear me. Oh, this is terrible. All right, guys. He's Patrick Lyons at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
I'm Brendan Vogt at Brendan Vogt on Twitter.
And I am at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Thanks for joining us. We will talk to you again soon. And as we say about show sign-offs, I will never figure one out. So we will talk to you soon.